Your
I think.
thoughts on a very tough cup tie?
Yeah, well, we knew it would be tough because Halifax were a big, strong, physical team. We got five centre-halves on the pitch, long throws, set plays, all that we knew would be tough today. And we'd have to stand up and be counted. Obviously, we couldn't have got off to a worse start with a goal from a set play situation. But we just said to the lads at half-time that, you know, we've got to do what we set out to do during the week, which is stay strong when we've got to be, but stay calm in possession of the ball. And, you know, we're confident that we'd create chances, and fortunately we took two of them.
The game turned around quickly in the second half. Billy Clark's introduction, an outstanding second half performance from
him. Yeah, very much so. When you're not in the team, it's never easy. But you've got to respond the right way, which he did, and I thought he was excellent.
It's obviously a difficult decision you had to make, because last time we spoke, he was at Bristol City, he played well, he got the goal, and then hasn't been in the side since. It's decisions that you have to make as a manager.
Yeah, well, all you can do as a player is every time you get on the pitch, do your absolute utmost to make sure next time we're picking the team, you're one of the first names on it. And in fairness to Billy, he was excellent when he got onto them.
And John Stead, two goals in two games, yeah, for him, confidence growing with him as well.
Yeah, he was good second half. First half, I thought, you know, he wasn't great, but he was feeling his groin, and a lesser character would have come off at half time, but he stayed on, took his goal really well, and you know, we just needed that moment of quality in and around the box. I felt in the first half we'd had some good possession, we'd switched to play well, we'd had a lot of good possession in and around the box, but lacked that real bit of quality just in the box where you need it, which obviously wins your games of football. And two goals were terrific, and it's great to be in the hat. You know, this was always going to be a tough game. I came here to watch him against Chorley, and you know, the whole place was eagerly anticipating, yeah, Bradford City coming into town. You know, it's probably their biggest game since they came out of the league, so we're always going to face a team who are really hungry and aggressive in everything they did. But in the main, I thought we stood up to it terrifically well.
And you know what it's like to be the manager of the team, the underdogs, don't you, from the League Cup run a couple of years ago, so you've learnt from that.
Yeah, it was just a shame because, you know, we straight away we gave a corner away. Alan, you know, gave the corner away, and it was frustrating because everything we said we needed to do, get off to a good start, we didn't do. But all you can do at half time, and we said to the lads that, you know, we don't want Alan Sheehan's back pass to be talked about. We want us winning to be talked about, and that'll be quickly be forgotten if we win the game. And you know, there's some big performances today. I thought Davis was back to his best at the heart of the defence, won every single header which went in the box, and he was colossus today.
Were there some strong words said at half time that were out quite early?
Not really, because we just said that, you know, it's exactly how we thought it would be. The physicality of their team, we've got to stand up to it. But we're not going to, if it becomes a war for the whole 45 minutes or whole 90 minutes, we're not going to win. We've got to make sure we play. And, you know, when we did that, we looked a real threat.
And Felipe Mireille, his performance rewarded with a goal as well.
Yeah, pleased for Philippe. Took his goal really well. You know, he's a real athlete, and he's getting better all the time. And I thought he was a great outlet for us today on the right-hand side.
And you'll be hoping, again, this can kick-start another run of good results. The performances have been there, and the results maybe not, but you'll be hoping now this sort of result and performance can get you moving in the right direction.
Well, we said that before the game, that we wanted to come here today and get our season off and running again. And in terms of the result, you know, we played well last week against Doncaster, didn't get it, but it was important today. We got the result and we're in the hat because, you know, people are talking about the financial implications for Halifax. Obviously for us, we've earned, you know, some good money today from the TV. Add that to the Leeds game, so we're doing okay in terms of the cups. But we'd like to go that one better and get in that third round, and then that opens up all kinds of opportunities.
And just a couple of things that the fans will be trolling home. Just want to know the latest on James Hansen, injured in the week.
He's not been injured in the week. He's just got this problem with
ongoing,
his thighs,
is it?
And he's had an injection, a steroid injection. Now, what our plans are, that if by Tuesday he's not in training, absolutely flat out, ready to go, then we'll send him to George's Park in Burton for a week, because we've kind of tried everything to get him right, and it might be just he needs a week away of intensive treatment to get him right. Because we need James back. You know, if you look at today's game, the kind of physicality of them, he'd have been perfect to help us combat that. So we need him back. He's our top scorer, but we need him back not the way he's been playing in the last couple of weeks. We need him back the way he was at the start of the season. So we're trying everything. Matt Barris and his medical team, you know, sent him to specialists this week. We've had this steroid injection, which we had to get clearance from the FA to have, but he only had that, I think it was on Thursday. And he needed, on Friday, he needed two complete days rest before he's allowed to train again. So hopefully by Tuesday he's back. If he's not, we'll send him away for a week, and hopefully the week after press and he'll be fine.
And just finally, anything you can tell us on the Sylvain Ebanks-Blake situation?
Unfortunately for us, Sylvain strained his hamstring in the game on Wednesday, which is a real blow. He'd scored a couple of goals and I thought he got three, but Mark Harrison tells me one was an own goal, but from Rice out it was three. And then he just overstretched for a ball and his hamstring tightened up, which he's had problems with before, and that was one of the reasons we want to put the game on. So we just need to, I think with him he'll probably be out another 10 days with that, and we need to get him back up next week and assess him, because he's someone who can put the ball in the back of the net, no doubt about that.
So I take it that he's someone you are wanting to sign then? Would you have signed him if he hadn't been
injured? Still interested in, but obviously, you know, the question mark we had is durability to go and play, because, you know, we can't wait for weeks and weeks and weeks to get him right. So we just want to see how it goes this week with his injury, and hopefully after the Preston game we'll sit down with him.